In my money, we were talking about this a minute ago, John, one of the best defensive backs in the NFL the past decade plus, former TSU All-American now. Returning home, it's Dominic Rogers, Coro Marti, DRC. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
What's up, DRC? How you doing, man?
Man, I'm hanging in there.
I was gonna say welcome home, but it's, you know, you've been coming in and out of here all the time anyway, so it's not home. You're back. How about that?
Yes, sir. There.
Well, tell me about the decision. What do you want to do? I know you had a great run in the NFL, about a dozen years, and all the success you had there. And I know I've met your father, down when TSU was playing at FAMU in the team hotel there in Tallahassee. And I know he's from a coaching and administrative background. What do you want to do?
Oh, man, just the same thing. You know, at first I was like, you know, I'm just going to give it a try, man. But being here, man, I actually fell in love with it, man, to come back and see how the kids really look up to me and be out there big-eyed and asking questions, man. It's just a real good feeling.
Yeah, Coach Crow, right? You're going to be Coach Crow
sir.
Now.
Coach Crow.
DRC, Greg and I were talking, just the fact that, you know, you're so recently removed from playing the game yourself. I think it's a great fit because you're going to be able to really relate to these young men and kind of teach them the way that you were taught and what made you successful, and you're going to be able to kind of speak their language a little bit, right?
Yeah, definitely, man. It's a smooth transition. It's not as hard as I thought it was going to be. I'm actually loving it, man, and like you said, I understand the guy because I was once there and I'm like kind of still there. So it's easy for me to relate to them and understand certain things that they may be going through or some of the hardships that they're having. So it's easy for me to relate to them.
I find it funny that, Greg, he says it's easier than he thought. I mean, you know, you are going to be working for Rod Reed, so you got that going against you. No, shout out Rod. Rod knows I love him. I mean, you know, Rod's done such a great job at TSU, and he's such a positive force for these young men. It's got to be cool to be working with and for him.
Oh, yeah, man. For him to coach me as I was going through TSU, and I'll be under his wing. And I can tell you, he hasn't changed much, man. He still get after them guys. Sometimes I be forgetting that I'm a coach. I'll be like, hey, coach. But, you know, I have to snap back real quick.
Well, and, you know, and you, like you said, he was a defensive coordinator when you were there, right?
Right.
Yeah, and now the head coach. And Gary Fisher, too, the defensive coordinator, with what all he's done in his career, coming in as a defensive side coach. And Rod Reed, obviously, if you don't know who is the all-time leader in tacklers at TSU, just ask Rod
Reed.
Yeah,
he'll tell you.
Rod will tell you. But you're getting to work for two really good defensive guys.
Yeah, they definitely a defensive mindset, so it makes things easier, you know. And one thing I like about them is they let me put my little input in every night, even though I know they have more knowledge than me on the defense side of the game. They still allow me to put my little input as far as just being a corner in the things that I see. So that's really good for me as well.
We're talking with DRC, Dominic Rogers Cromartie, here on the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show. And one of the things that I always liked watching you play in the NFL, DRC, and you know, you had some good years with my team. I'm a Giants fan, so it was great to see you play for the Big Blue, and now you're coaching the Big Blue. You know, your ability to kind of bait quarterbacks into thinking you're going to do one thing when you do another, it seems like that's how you got a lot of your interceptions over your career. Do the great quarterbacks have to have that ability, and is that what you're trying to teach these young men too?
I'm definitely trying to teach them that. I tell them you could steal a lot of things just by your disguise alone, you know, because quarterbacks, once they think they see it, they're going to release that ball. And then you could just come out of nowhere. It's just a hard technique because you're gonna give up some sometimes, you know, but I think you're going to win the majority of the battles. But I definitely try to teach them that. Can't be too locked in and zoned in. You got to see the whole formation to see the whole picture. And once you see the whole picture, it allows you to do certain things within the coverage that you're in.
Go ahead, John.
I was just going to ask, what does it mean for you? I mean, you know, you kind of alluded to it, DRC, but just, you know, the fact that you're coming home, you're going to coach at your alma mater, and, you know, not only that, but to be able to kind of uphold the tradition of HBCUs.
Oh, man, that means a lot, man, because anybody that ever played with me in the National Football League, you can ask them, they'll tell you, I really bleed blue. That's all I talk about is TSU and HBCUs, man. I'm truly loved. So to be a part of one and just to come back, I mean, that's a blessing. I couldn't ask for more. And I think God should definitely do that, man. If you're trying to get the coaches, just go back to where it all started and just like a full circle.
What do you think about Deion Sanders, HBCU, Jackson State? Hopefully everything gets back. We're playing that Southern Heritage down in Memphis. It'd be pretty cool. But the attention he's brought to HBCUs.
Yeah, I think that's a plus. You know, with the guy, his name, his caliber, and the things that he's done and what he's known for, now teams are going to be looking at HBCUs because they definitely know he's going to get the talent there off his name alone. So I think that'll definitely open it up for other HBCU guys because, you know, you kind of get lost in the shuffle of not playing that top-tier competition every week. So you tend to get overlooked, but I think he shed more light just by coming and being a part of the HBCU world.
You surprised Primetime decide to get into coaching?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't see that for him, but yeah, that's a good thing.
DRC_41 on Twitter, the way do you follow Dominic Rogers Cromarty. What do you think about spring football? Spring football used to be, you had 15 days and you have a spring game right. That wasn't anything, and then you have off, of course. Now, 3 weeks from Sunday, you're playing Jacksonville State at the hole. Sunday afternoon right. football, you've played on plenty of Sunday afternoons.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be different. And like you say, you just used to coming in, get your morning workouts, going home, a couple of days of practice, spring, and then it's off in the wind. But now you're really preparing for a game. So, but the good thing is they had the first semester off so that their body don't have a lot of wear and tear on it. But it's going to be tough because I think these are the coldest times in Nashville during February.
Well, and then you'll be over in what, late April. You got to turn around and get into the summer program and play another football season. What, 3-4 months later?
Right. Yeah. That's going to be the toughest part. You know, for the kids to go through a whole season. You know that going through a season always put tear in your body, and then to come right back. I think the recovery and we just got to be smart about how we go about things.
Yeah, and Reed was saying, you know, just the fact that, you know, it's a great opportunity, you know, for these OVC teams to get, you know, a lot of exposure. You guys are going to be playing on Sundays. You know, people like to watch football on Sundays. They're going to be able to do it in the spring, right?
Definitely. So we're definitely going to have a fan base crowd. It's going to be a lot of, like you said, it's going to be people there watching. I think it's going to be a real good time.
Dominic Rogers Cromarty with us, DRC_41. When you look at the totality of your 12 years in the NFL, what do you take away from it? I know you went to the Super Bowl with the Cardinals. You went to the Super Bowl with the Broncos. And just getting to play in Super Bowls is, you know, a lot of players don't ever get to do that. Just when you think of, though, your career, what are some of your takeaways?
Yeah, I think, coming from where I'm from and just – going through the whole, like you said, my whole career, man, I'm very happy. You know, I'm very satisfied. You know, I played in a lot of big games. I did a lot of great things. Played a lot of Hall of Fame receivers and quarterback. You know, it's just like your childhood dream come true. You know, most kids growing up, your childhood is to be in the NFL and play against some of the guys I played with and against. Man, it's just, you couldn't ask for it. If you was writing a story, you couldn't put all those pieces together. So I just take away from it a lot of memories and a lot of friendships.
Well, and 30 interceptions.
That's right.
Too.
That's right.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite one?
Definitely. I know you might be a New York fan, but it's against Eli, and it's my favorite interception. We're in cover zero. I never forget how Dominique Hickson, the way he stemmed me, but I just knew he was going back in by off his stem, and Eli took that shot, and I had a cast on my hand. I remember going on top of him and catching it right in the end zone and coming down with it. That's my favorite memory.
against the Giants.
Well, I prefer to think of the game you had against the Dallas Cowboys playing for the Giants when you had a couple of picks in that game, and really that was the difference in the game. You remember that game? I think it was Matt Castle, I think, started that game for Dallas because Romo was hurt.
Two picks, one for a touchdown.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, you remember your celebration dance?
No,
I remember.
What?
On the pick six, you went in and you were like a boss, man. You just kind of jogged into the end zone, and I think there were a couple of fans hanging over the rail, and you slapped fives with a couple of Giants fans, and you went back to the bench.
It was like you've been there before.
It was another day at the office with DRC, baby. Hey, Dominique, who would you say are some of the top cornerbacks in the game now? Obviously, Jalen Ramsey, local kid, comes to mind. James Bradbury's very good. Patrick Peterson's been doing it for a while. Who would you say some of the top corners in the league are right now?
Yeah, and I have to say Xavier Howard from Miami.
Yeah,
I'm really.
What do you have? Like 11 interceptions or something this year, or something crazy like that? Yeah.
Yeah, but the sleeper is the kid from Green Bay. Number 23. I like his aggression, the way he plays. You have your Tre'Davious White. You have your guys that I know, but you know, since I was asleep, I like guys that I aren't really talked about. That's really sleepers. You know, like the J.C. Jacksons from the Patriots. You know, he had 9 interceptions this year. Guys who just play hard. But I think the top tier is definitely Tre'Davious White. Oh, and I can't forget Gilmore, because the thing he do, he takes away the whole field.
Right.
You don't even want to look his way.
Yeah, defensive player of the year, right?
Right. Yes, sir.
Hey, how hard is it to play corner in this league right now? Because everything's geared towards the offense. I mean, you know, you see these DPI calls get made, and you know, you're trying to be aggressive, you're trying to go for the football, you're trying to make plays. I mean, is it something where you just have to know going in, look, there's a chance I'm going to get called for some penalties here, but I got to keep playing my game and I got to keep being aggressive?
I used to always go to the ref and tell him I probably get 3-4 holding calls today. Ref, just be cool with me today. it's hard not to fight and grab sometimes with the receivers, because they're doing it as well.
Who were some of the tough? Yeah, who were some of the ones the toughest defend? The ones that you really had trouble with?
Steve Smith with the Carolina Panthers. He just bought that attitude. Like, you had to put your big boy pads on. It wasn't gonna be a day where you could just come in and just know he's gonna bring it. He's gonna bring it. You know, even Dez Bryant, for him not to be as fast. Like him and Keenan Allen, for them not to be as fast, they're some great route runners. But the guys that I love to guard are like Deshaun Jackson and the Julios. I love guarding guys that got that speed. Because in their mind, they think they're going to outrun you. You ain't just going to outrun me. So them be my, even though it be harder for most guys, like when they face a Deshaun Jackson or Mike Wallace, but them, I love them kind of guys.
Well, Dominique, hey, man, congratulations on the next part of your career and going into coaching. It's so cool because the quality of person he is, and, of course, we think a lot of Rod, and I do the play-by-play for TSU football, so I have to, right?
Yeah.
I don't have a choice. But, DRC, thank you, man, and you're always welcome on here. We'll be touching base with you.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, I appreciate it, guy.
All right, see you, man. DRC underscore 41. He had those 30 interceptions, 6 pick sixes.
Oh, yeah. He had once he got the ball in his hand.